Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Schools Superintendent Cassie Pearson and Business Manager Craig Mobley to recap Monday night's Knoxville School Board meeting.
We're recapping Monday night's Knoxville School Board meeting. Started off with some discussion on facilities usage, a big announcement to get the word out about there, I understand, right?
Yes, we are excited that as of June 1st, we are going to be making masks optional, both indoor and outdoor at the school facilities. And so once kids are finished up with their school year on May 28th, then we come back after Memorial Day, our staff will have the option of wearing masks. And the same with our kids for the summer programming. We think this is going to be a great opportunity for us to really see how things go in a smaller scale. And hopefully we can find some good routines to get into before school starts next fall.
Just over a week from now is graduation. Hard to believe we're already there at this point, but the board approved the list of graduates, and that's coming up, right?
It is. So on May 23rd, it's a Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., we will be hosting graduation in our high school gymnasium. The public is welcome to attend that. There are no restrictions as far as the number of people. However, it is still going to be required that all attendees wear masks. So anyone is welcome to come and participate in that wonderful ceremony and wish our newest KHS graduates the best of luck in their future.
Well, a couple of overnight trip requests were approved at the board meeting as well, including a softball trip to Creston, and this one's a big one, a science club trip. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with that.
We are so excited to be able to have our science club take their annual summer trip. This year, they are going to be headed to the Black Hills, and Mr. Richardson has been taking a trip in the summer with kids for many, many years. I think many of our local citizens probably went on one of those trips or have fond memories of it. He does a lot of camping and just some good life skill building, getting out in nature, learning a lot. There's quite a bit on the itinerary. It is 10 days worth of activity for the kids, and they will be taking off on June 4th. And we're really excited that they weren't able to go last year, but we're going to make it happen this year.
Well, some change orders for construction. Craig, is that you? What's taking place with that?
Yeah, so a lot of these change orders really were based on alternate bids that we received. So we had an alternate bid on the aggregate of our precast panels, really to get the color that we think looks best or will look best for the building, which was pre-planned. So we knew about that one. Another alternate that we wanted to take advantage of is replacing the windows at the high school. You know, we're redoing the entire HVAC system at the high school. And to be honest with you, windows will go hand in hand with that system. If you don't have good quality windows, you know, those windows are, 20 years old or older now, 25 years old. Just want quality windows in there to make sure that HVAC system is operating at max potential. And then we also had a rather sizable deduct from our electrical contractor that went through and did some value engineering on the project, and so we were able to take advantage of that too.
That's about it as far as big points from this past meeting. One coming up next week, though, a special meeting. What's taking place there?
On May 18th, the board is going to have two action items as of this time. We hope to be hiring a director of special education for the district, as well as accepting a bid for turf. And that bid letting happened about 2 weeks ago. We'll be opening the bids on May 13th and then putting a recommendation to the board on May 18th. And the turf is being suggested for Randy Wilson Track to allow us to have more activities in a single day. Just from a usage standpoint, at the track we'll have marching band practice and PE classes. We've got both soccer and football little or youth leagues that practice on those fields, as well as some of our high school practices at the same time. And so having that as turf will really allow us to not have to worry about maintaining grass with that much use on it. Grass is really hard to keep healthy and growing, and so we are hopeful that our bids will come in under budget or right where we think they will, and that will, our original bid is to have that happen yet this summer. We did have an alternate though, if we didn't get the bids coming in favorably, an alternate for next summer. Just because it's such a tight timeline, we thought maybe some contractors might be too busy this summer, but if they would be willing to put it in next summer, we would also take advantage of that.
Well, that's about it for this meeting. Is there anything else you want to touch on here as we approach the end of the school year?
We really want to thank our community and our parents, our staff, and our students for helping us have a fantastic year this year. It was hard to believe, and when we started August 20th, we really didn't know what to expect this year, and all of the support that we have had has made it so much easier to make it to the end of the year. We've been in person the entire time with a virtual option for those parents that wanted to select that, and we've been so proud of our kids and our staff. We know it has been a challenging year with COVID-19 and all the mitigation efforts. And they have just done a phenomenal job of keeping positive attitudes, working together, getting this everything done that needed to be done. And a lot of learning happened. Our sports teams also were very successful, as well as our performing arts and our other activities. And we're very proud of our team and our kids, and looking forward to a little bit of summer here and excited about next school year.
Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson and Business Manager Craig Mobley for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.